This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. For its many virtues, Whole Foods isn't known for its low prices, hence the whole paycheck nickname thing. But the company's brand managers are nothing if not savvy. Whole Foods is introducing a new chain of stores this month called 365, aimed squarely at the younger, more frugal shoppers out there. Marketplace's Andy Euler has that one.
The higher-ups at Whole Foods generally know the kind of person who shops there. Jeff Turnus is the president of the new concept. The store is named after Whole Foods' house brand, 365. You might call it 365. But who's going to shop there?
I think it'll be diverse, but I think the real exciting thing is those who don't shop with Whole Foods or haven't shopped with Whole Foods.
Phil Limpert runs the website supermarketguru.com. He's a little skeptical about how Whole Foods is going to find these new shoppers. After all, it's taking over an old Kroger supermarket in a strip mall.
Frankly, it looks like a 1950s, you know, Pantry Pride or Safeway store. So I don't know, once we get in the store, whether or not it's really going to be warm, curated. That's really going to dictate whether or not millennials are going to shop there.
Once you get in, you're going to be greeted by a lot of the store's namesake proprietary brand, which costs less than some of the fancier things you find at Whole Foods. Whole Foods also runs its own restaurants and coffee bars in its stores. This store is partnering with a restaurant in New York and an independent coffee company to run the coffee bar.
Why have they decided not to do that? And the answer that comes to mind is that these other brands are stronger with millennials than either Whole Foods or 365.
And investors are hoping this new concept can turn things around. Whole Foods stock got crushed after several quarters of sluggish sales. This year, it's been down as much as 40% over 2015. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.